It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Most adults would dump their partner if they didn't like their pet.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Kevin James.
Hello, Kevin.
And TK Auto.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Well,
you
this go. Is kind of a tricky little deal that we have to do here, fellas.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's do it.
I believe each one of you has driven in a car with a woman.
Oh.
Yep, correct. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Steve?
Yep.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
This little survey is known as what men and women bicker. I like that word, bicker.
Ooh.
Bicker.
Your little
because it's not like you're really fighting. It's not, you know, it's just bickering a little bit. Just a little bickering while we're driving.
Just a little helper.
And this survey says of the things that men and women like to bicker about. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you one of the topics. And then I would like you guys to answer just a simple yes or no if that's something that's ever happened in your life. But again, to protect the innocent, please use the voice filters.
Right, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Remember how the voice filter works. Well, we'll give you an example. Go ahead, Kevin.
Have you ever argued about where to park? I'm sorry, bickered.
Oh, no, I've never had a fight over that.
I like it a lot.
Casey. No idea who that was.
Right.
No.
Nobody knows.
No. Nope.
Everybody's safe.
You, sir, right there. Have you ever had an argument over where to park?
All the time. Things happen, and she always says I park in the same spot.
Thank you, sir. You, sir, over there. I'm pointing because I can't say names.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You, sir, over there. You want to tell us if you would?
It helps when he says yes.
It helps when he says yes in his real life.
Yeah.
Never.
Never. Okay, very good. Couldn't tell who it was.
Wow.
You, sir, over there, have you ever argued about or bickered about a parking spot?
Not again, no.
Not again?
Not again. It sounds like maybe that happened. Okay, wow. Okay, so one yes.
Lesson.
One yes, three no's on that one.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Because that is one of the top ones.
Really?
That apparently there's some bickering over as to when you're going into a spot, and apparently they think you can't see.
Yeah.
And so they start saying, wait, look, there's a parking
spot
right
there. There's one right there.
You got to be kidding me. I didn't even see that.
I love it.
See, and I can say whatever I want, guys, because I'm 0 for 2 on relationships.
Yeah, so. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
We've
just come to an agreement that we're going to park far away.
That's a good call. I like that.
Where there's nobody else.
I do the same thing. I tend to park further out.
And so that's just
got to get your steps in.
Yeah. It just depends on the situation. If, like, sometimes my wife's really tired, she goes, are we going to go to the same store we thought we were going to go to, or are we parking for a different store?
Uh-oh.
I'm like, oh, yeah, no, we just, I just laugh it off. I'm like, ha-ha-ha.
Yeah.
Don't speak till you're spoken to. I guess you say something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, let's see how we do on this one. About 27% of people in this survey say they've had disagreements on the car's temperature.
No, that's never happened.
Sir?
All the time. It's always too hot.
Oh, it's too hot. Wow. Okay. I
like it cooler.
What does that sound like?
It's like Cookie Monster ate someone.
Cookie Monster
and
meets Yoda.
I think Yoda.
Yeah, Yoda. That's it.
Cookie Monster.
Too hot
and Yoda.
It is. Too hot it is in the car.
Anybody else?
Give me a cookie and I will cool down. Sir, you? You.
The vehicle is always the perfect temperature.
Oh, very nice on the voice changer. Sir, you're the last one. You fight over the temperature, sir?
No, sir, not at all.
That's Mickey Mouse is in the house, everybody. Too hot, car. It. Car is too hot, it is.
I mean, they fixed a lot of this with the whole
the zones.
Figuring out the zones really was one of the best things they could do for marriages, I think, in general.
Also, if it's too cold on the passenger side, the seat heater, if you have one, happen to have one of those, that'll also save you.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay. You're a lifesaver.
I do what I can.
It's one of my favorite things to do to producer Steve. The few times he's ridden with me, when he gets in, I automatic turn on. I turn on the heat seater.
The heat seater.
Yeah, I call it the heat seater.
Okay, I'm sure you do.
The heat seater. I turned it on, and just to see how long before he'll say anything.
Yeah,
yeah. Because, man, it does get hot.
Oh, it gets hot.
Yeah.
Kind of makes
and
you
feel... especially when it's like a hot day outside. I think the last time was when we were going to Coeur d'Alene for the cruise.
Oh, man, yeah. If it's hot out and you put that thing on, you will melt in there.
Oh, man.
I remember turning one on in the back seat one time for someone thinking I was doing them a favor, and they said, God, I thought I peed my pants.
I know that. Yes. I was just going to say that. That's what it feels like. Ooh, I don't like it.
Maybe a little too familiar with that feeling. Yes, sir.
People tend to disagree and bicker, if you will. Mm. Men and women bicker in the car about the volume and what we're listening to.
Mm.
Was that a yes or a no?
Completely understood.
Okay, that's definitely Monty then, huh?
Okay. Sir, do you have any bickering about what to listen to and at what volume?
Yes, and it's always too loud. So I only put it on the front speaker when she leans back in the chair.
Oh, wow.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, front speaker, and then you could probably also put it over on the left side, sir.
That used to be a rule, yeah. What?
Vote me?
Okay. Well, crumb.
Yes, unknown person, you.
Yeah. It's always a perfect volume on Coyote Country 99.9.
Yeah, let's go.
Good answer. Too bad we don't know who that is. We can't say thank you.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame. Yeah, really. And finally, you, sir, too loud in the car.
It's always too loud.
It's too loud. You're too old.
I do want to thank our engineers for the voice changer. They did a wonderful job on that.
They really did.
Yeah. Thing really works well.
Yeah, it really does.
Who, me?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
All right, get out of here, Monty.
He's on our team this first one.
Get out.
Kevin James.
I don't want to play.
Just get out.
I don't want to play this game.
So wait.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
You can download the app and take us with you if you'd like. That's free. Just search Coyote Country. And also, don't forget about the podcast. You can catch the show anytime. You know, if 6 to 10 isn't super convenient for you and you want to catch up on the show. Podcast also free. And you can subscribe to it. You'll get notifications when the new podcast is available. And you can... you know, rate and review and do all the things you normally do, Warren, when you download a podcast.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. How many podcasts do you normally listen to, like, in a week?
Only this one. Oh, how many? Ooh.
Like, different ones.
None.
None. Absolutely. How many different podcasts do you listen to in a week, Bruce?
I have to agree with Warren.
Zero. Zero is the number. Monty? Yes.
If you count the shorts, probably dozens, but I don't listen to a full podcast.
Whose shorts are you looking at?
Your video shorts.
Oh, video. Final story of the
day. Hip, 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 hooray. Bruce is like cargo shorts, flat front?
Yeah, really.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
All right, Kevin, final story brought to you by Haven Real Estate.
Okay, I promised you spicy, greasy, tasty, meaty.
Oh.
What have I described? Does anybody have a guess?
Tacos.
Yep.
Oh, not a taco.
Hamburger.
I'm just going to say Bruce.
Sliced.
Sliced.
Greasy.
Cheese.
Spam.
Oh.
Cupped.
Mm.
Cup of soup.
Cupped.
Cupped.
Cupped. Topping. Topping.
Jalapeno ice cream.
Oh, wow. I don't Warren.
Yeah. Bacon.
Thank you, Steve, for being close. I mean, you're the first guy with even
kind of
a close guess.
Yeah.
But that is not it.
I thought jalapeno ice cream was a great guess.
Thank you.
I was thrown off by the greasy part.
Yeah.
That's
greasy?
Right.
You said greasy just a bit ago.
Oh, yeah, greasy. It's greasy for sure.
Hmm.
It is also spicy. Mm-hmm. It's tasty. It's meaty. It's cupped.
Yeah, bacon matches all of those.
Burnt and cupped are my favorite type.
Can we just find out what it is?
I can't believe you can't get it.
It's a, I know what it is. It's a peeling off of a baked potato.
The outside.
Are we ribs? Is that what we're doing here? Is this ribs?
Mm. No, guys. Have you ever heard of a pepperoni?
Yeah.
Oh, cupped?
You know, yeah, that's what I didn't go.
Cupped.
I
was,
the little ones, when they're on a pizza, they go up.
Yeah, they call them cupped because they shrivel up and they get cupped. Certainly. And they get a little burnt on the edge.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, that is the best way.
That is how you do it up.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I'd have said
that. Yeah, I think there's a couple places you can order them cupped.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's a great idea. Yeah. Yeah.
It is National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Well, let's go.
Now, you guys did not get pepperoni, so I'm not even sure you like it. But if you do, what kind of pepperoni pizza do you go for? Will you just want it pure, the pepperoni just piled on there from center all the way out? They have a couple of them, you know, that they just go bonkers with the pepperoni. Like, the more pepperoni, the better. Or do you like it with, you know what, pepperoni is just a topping, and I want other toppings with it. Where do you stand on your pepperoni pizza?
Bruce, do you even like pepperoni pizza?
I do.
Okay, okay.
As long as it has four other kinds of meat toppings on it.
Oh, you want it. You just want all meat, not just pepperoni.
He wants the five meat.
Oh, okay.
He's the cowboy.
Very good. Oh, that's fair. So you want the sausage and the ham and whatever else. Oh.
You bet.
Gosh, look at this guy.
Jeez.
Warren, pepperoni pizza?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like it like Bruce does, but like last Saturday, going to the races, what'd we do? We stopped at Costco and got one of their big pizzas.
What'd we do?
And ate pizza on the way to the races.
Oh, did you get a whole pizza?
No. I ate three, though, and that was a lot.
Wow, three of Costco slices?
Yeah.
Have you eaten since?
Just barely. That's why I look the way I do.
Holy smokes. That's well done, sir. Yeah. Yeah, their pizza's great.
It is.
Yeah, and large slices.
And inexpensive.
Correct, yeah, all the above.
Huh.
Oh, wow.
Monty, pepperoni pizza?
Yeah. I know, I think it's Papa Murphy's that has it. I got it.
Brought his own bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, brought his own bell, guys.
Has a three pepperoni. So, like, the small cupped ones, the big, huge, fat ones, and then the crumbles.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
I think so. It's a learning experience.
Yes, triple pep.
And that is a good pizza.
Hey, Captain Cheese Pizza, do you eat pepperoni pizza or no?
I mean, if I have to.
Yeah.
If you have to.
Yeah. Oh, if someone buys a pepperoni and you're hungry and you're like, I guess I'll have it on my pizza.
Yeah.
You won't pull the little pepperonis off?
Sometimes I've done that.
I used to do that as a kid. I didn't like pepperoni pizza as a child, about the same age Steve is now.
Seriously wrong with you, Jay.
And I was like, you know, I was like six. Fair. And I would be like, oh, pepperoni, oh. And now I'm like, well, I'll take all yours, put it all on.
Yes,
there.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah. I agree.
It started that way with my granddaughter, where she was, maybe when she was three or four, you know, she would pick the pepperoni off because it was too spicy or whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. And now she picks it off because that's all she wants to do.
She just wants to eat it.
Yeah, she will eat all the pepperoni off the pizza, and you're like, hey.
It's a good kid.
Yeah, no, let's just hold up here. Yeah.
Oh, then we'd be perfect to share a pie.
Yeah, you and her.
Yeah, you should order a pepperoni pizza, have Amelia come over. She can pick the pepperonis off for you so you can have your cheese.
Yeah. Sure.
This is a great idea, Steve.
Perfect.
Well done.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's happy. So get yourself a pepperoni pizza tonight. It is National Pepperoni Pizza Day. Why not celebrate with the little? I will say the one I've gone to, and I know this is not going to make everybody in the studio happy, but it's not my job to make you happy.
No, you're in charge of your own, guys.
That's right.
But you do, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
I love to get the pepperoni and then throw in some pineapple.
Pineapple,
of course.
Boo.
And jalapenos.
Boo.
This tastes terrible. Boo.
Not one pineapple supporter, huh?
No, nobody in here.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Well, sorry. You like it, Warren?
I do.
Boo.
Boo. That's my guy, Warren.
Throw something at him.
Yeah, what's next?
Yeah, some other weird fruit.
Yeah.
Boo.
Weird fruit.
Boo.
I don't like cherries on it.
Cherries.
Well, that's good, Warren. No one else likes it either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great idea on the pizza, Kevin. I mean, the Cougars play tonight. If you're a WSU fan, you could just...
Wait, they play tonight?
Yeah, they do. 7 o'clock tonight.
Good. That's good to know.
Interesting Friday game. Or you could watch the Huskers. They play at 5.
Just you could do that.
Would they play too?
I know. It's weird.
What are you going to be watching, Jay?
Can we laugh about something about your Nebraska Cornhuskers?
Too early.
Oh, shoot.
Go ahead, Kevin.
What is going on with our quarterback?
What about him?
It's the most hilarious thing I've ever seen in my life. Uh-oh. That he is that trying to be Patrick Mahomes.
That he thinks he's Patrick Mahomes, yeah.
And he Patrick Mahomes, of course, plays for the Chiefs. He's won the Super Bowl. He's, you know, the best quarterback in the NFL, they say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he has a very distinct look. This kid does everything to look exactly like him. It's hilarious.
Yeah, his mannerisms, I mean, everything. He throws the ball at weird angles like Patrick does. I mean, there's a lot
of... Yeah, I mean, down to the hair, to the...
And they have
the clothes he wears, and they both wear red uniforms.
Yeah, he's mimicked a lot of it, no question. I guess, a, you know, good guy to model your game after. But, yeah, he's his mannerisms, it's crazy. Mean, yeah,
yeah. One thing with the game, I get, but it's kind of like, wow, your look is you're going for the exact same look. I guess it's okay, though, because I saw that Patrick Mahomes calls him Little Cuzzo.
Little Cuzzo, yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's hey, here's the bottom line. Win. And guess what we're doing right now? Winning.
Ah.
Imitate a guy that'll make us win. We're in.
Heck yeah.
We lose.
Yeah.
Cut your hair.
Cut your hair, kid. Quit trying to be somebody else. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
How your brain's working, fellas?
Pretty good, Jay.
Not too darn good.
No, Warren's
not too bad. Warren's not. Right, my phone's off, so I'm less distracted.
Oh, I like that. Monty's locked in. Bruce, how's your brain working?
It's okay.
Kevin James.
Yeah, he's had a donut. Two donuts. Whoa, easy.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
It is time to beat the show. Beat the show brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters, and a $25 gift card could be Heather's if she beats you guys. Say hi to Heather, guys.
Hi, Heather. Hey, Heather.
Good morning.
How are you today?
It's Friday. I'm good.
Nope, not doing it. Yes, Warren, question?
I just want to tell Steve real quick. Costco has excellent cheese pizzas.
Okay.
They're huge and they're cheap. Go for it.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Can you second that, Heather? Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Thank you, Heather.
Heather, do you do the pizza slices? Do you do the, obviously they have hot dogs, but what's the other one? Chicken bake.
Yeah, they have those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're okay. They're good, too.
Yeah. What's your favorite one from the Costco restaurant?
I usually do the pizza or the hot dog.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to argue. Do you do sauerkraut and onions and all that stuff, or no?
Yes.
I don't know. Warren, did you see how they have them in little containers now?
Yeah.
They just kind of hand them out.
Because Lori always gets
the sauerkraut.
Show. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, let's go.
You would, too, wouldn't you? Let's go.
No, you guys need to go. No, seriously, go.
Oh, really? Go.
Get out of here. Seriously,
okay,
get
out of here. Okay, bye-bye now.
Hey, let's go.
Let's go. Go and get.
All right, Heather, you're going to get 60 seconds to answer 7 questions. You're challenging the Friday crew. Shouldn't be that hard. We'll see how it goes. The category is summer. Pass if you get stuck, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right, Heather, here we go. This animated sequel focusing on Riley and her emotions is one of the top films of this summer. Name in the movie.
Pass.
Where are the next Summer Olympics going to be?
L.A.
Summertime is a song from what country artist album The Road and the Radio?
Luke Bryan.
Who is the actress with the initials R.B. who played Summer Roberts on the TV show The O.C.?
R.B. Pass.
Summer Nights is a song from what popular musical?
Grease.
Annie James and Halle Parker, who are identical twins, meet at summer camp in what 98 movie?
Hair Trap.
Nice.
All Summer Long by Kid Rock samples a few other songs. Name one of them.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Okay.
Passed on the fourth one.
Fourth one? Actress with the initials RB? Come to mind?
rumor. I can't think of anybody.
Okay, that's okay, all right. No worries.
No, I think you've got enough to win. I mean, it seemed rude, Heather. It didn't.
Seemed rude?
I don't know. Fellas. I don't know.
It was also the tone of your voice.
If they get more than one, I feel like we're lucky. We'll see how it goes. Yeah. Come on in, guys. Yeah.
It depends on the order, too, right?
No.
Yelling or laughing?
Oh, both. I was laughter and laugh yelling. I was laugh yelling. So
he was lulling.
Yeah, I was lulling.
You're lulling.
Welcome back to the program, fellas. Who's going first here today?
I think it's Bruce.
Is it Bruce or Warren?
Yeah. No, I did the three last week, I think.
Oh,
no.
Then it would be me.
That's correct. I'll start keeping track. How about that?
You do that. Well, I think we're out of sync because I'm over in Kevin's seat.
Rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first. Ready? All three of you together. Ready? One, two, three.
We're all
three
rock.
Rocks. Oh, man.
No. Sums it up.
Never been more disappointed. Ready? Go. One, two, three.
Bruce wins.
Bruce, you have scissors against two papers. You get to go first. You get the extra question.
Lucky
you
me.
Lucky dog. Mm-hmm. Hey, Bruce, say the word pass for me.
Pass?
Just wanted you to practice. Here we go.
Bruce, you're starting.
Pass.
Here we go, Bruce.
All right. Oh, yeah, this first one's going to be a doozy.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
All right. This animated sequel focusing on Riley and her emotions is one of the top films of this summer. Name the movie.
Good.
Yeah.
Pass.
Where are the next Summer Olympics going to be?
That me?
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah. It's in New York.
Okay. Summertime is a song from what country artist album The Road and the Radio?
Blake Shelton.
Who is the actress with the initials RB who played Summer Roberts on the TV show The OC?
Robin, what was the letter?
RB.
RB.
Robin Bates.
Summer Nights is a song from what popular musical?
Oh, Summer Nights is from the musical Summer Nights.
Yeah.
Annie James and Hallie Parker, who are identical twins, meet at summer camp in what 1998 movie?
Oh, that is pass.
All Summer Long by Kid Rock samples a few other songs. Name one of them.
Kid Rock. I better pass.
See what I mean, Heather?
That's a good song.
That was zero. We were zero on that. We were zero for zero. This one time at band camp, I can. I've seen the movie.
Yeah, we'll see.
Can you play that song later, though?
I will play it next.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It is a good one.
You know the show, Warren.
Yeah.
All right, let's see how we did. I think we know how some of us did.
I think the last one, though, was Johnny Cash.
No.
Oh,
it's okay.
That's okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
This animated sequel focusing on Riley and her emotions is one of the top films of this summer. Name the movie.
Let's see how Kevin and I would have done fun. Kevin, do you know this one?
Yeah, and that's Inside Out, too.
That's correct, Kevin. Heather didn't know that one either, guys. So still 0-0. You still have a chance.
All right.
Yeah, no, we don't.
Yeah, they're saying there's a chance. No, you do.
No.
Maybe.
No.
Where's the next Summer Olympics going to be? I would have accepted two possible answers here.
Oh wow.
Yeah, look at USA.
You. Mr. Generosity.
Yeah, USA.
USA right. Would have been good. Yeah. Or the answer that Heather said.
Correct.
Which is?
Los Angeles.
LA.
I honestly thought about that.
You did, and then
did
you said New York.
And then you said New York.
Well, you know, you pick a coast, any coast.
I guess because I was just there. And
did you hit a deer today?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
1-0 in favor of Heather.
Summertime
should do it.
Summertime is a song from what country artist album, The Road and the Radio?
Kevin, I'm assuming you know this one.
Well, I would go with Kenny Chesney.
I would go with Kenny Chesney as well.
Oh, you would be correct.
See, you fellas sure are smart.
Dang it, anyway. Still 1-0, though. Still 1-0.
There's a guy named Bob at a summertime job. What was his sister's name?
June.
Right.
We know that.
I know.
That's right. Okay.
I
forgot.
So
back
good,
to
Monty.
You. Back to you, Steve.
Negative one. Who is the actress with the initials RB who played Summer Roberts on the TV show The OC? No one got that right.
Nobody got that. We got a pass and a Robin Bates, I think.
There was too many just OBs, RBs, RCs, whatever.
Yeah, a lot of letters.
Yeah. Rachel Bilson.
Oh, yeah, Rachel Bilson.
That's right.
You know what?
This is dumb.
Yeah, everybody gets a point except for Steve. Steve's now negative one. Yeah. Heather has two, and the show has zero. So good. We're back to, you know, ground zero, these guys.
Yeah, for most people.
Mm-hmm.
Summer Nights is a song, a popular song from what musical?
Oh, man. I mean, Heather knew this when she was right on it. Grease. John Travolta sings that.
Oh, know? John Travolta.
Summer Nights.
Remember that part?
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Maybe not.
Oh,
I don't think
God.
I do.
My Kevin, ears hurt now.
Kevin, you remember.
Yeah, I was singing it.
Attaboy, Kevin.
This next one is the only one we had a shot at, and I couldn't remember the name of this.
Are we still behind?
3-0.
Yeah, are we still in the game, or what's happening?
Are we still in the game? Yes, 3-0.
Annie James and Hallie Parker, who are identical twins, meet at summer camp in what 1998 movie?
Oh, man, such a good movie.
It is.
Yeah. Heather got this Parent Trap.
Oh, Parent Trap.
Parent Trap. Monty, not the one you were thinking of?
Oh, no, I wasn't.
Yeah, I think
I was
you were
thinking
Band
Camp.
You were thinking of American Pie.
I was. That's the one I was trying to... Yep, that's what I was thinking of. That was Band Camp.
That's
summer camp.
Four to zero. 4-0. Still not close.
Up on us. Yeah. All Summer Long by Kid Rock samples a few other songs. Name one of them. There's a few to this one.
Sweet Home Alabama is what Heather guessed.
Oh. Yep. Werewolves of London?
Yeah, there you go, Kevin. That would have been my guess.
That's a good song.
Yep. And there's one more.
One more? I'm trying to think.
Is there?
Yeah.
What is it, Steve?
Night Moves.
Oh, yeah. Seeger, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Night Moves.
Night Moves. You don't know that song?
Uh-uh. So,
where have you guys been?
Well,
these are old songs. You're old men. Do you know that song, Bruce?
Well, yeah, I know it.
Thank you, Bruce. Good Lord. Heather, you won 800-0. it's the biggest score we've ever had at Beat the Show. And you won yourself $25 to the Indaba Coffee Roasters, okay?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank
Good
you.
Job.
Yes,
Good.
Thank you, Heather. Way congratulations.
And again, Monty, what was your Heather. Favorite question today?
Oh, favorite question? Oh, there's a guy who had a summer job named Bob. It was his sister.
Oh,
no wonder we didn't know that.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Point of order, Jay.
Yes, sir. Point of order.
Steve did not get his open.
He will. Yeah, okay, yeah, all check. In good time. Okay. All in good time.
Today is young.
Kevin James.
I appreciate you keeping us in line.
Yeah,
but
that's okay. Just
you know, the almighty clock waits for no one, Monty.
I know. I wanted to make sure we got it in.
Thank you.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
What do you say, stat of the day, Kev?
Well, with fall upon us, I believe tomorrow is the final day of summer. Is that correct?
I think that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, the 21st of September.
Do you remember?
Yeah,
that's that coming
song.
Up on
September.
Yeah.
That's that song you can't understand says September, doesn't it?
I mean, you can't.
Yeah.
Well, Warren, that's not why we bring it up today for the song, but we bring it up instead for the fact that 68% of American adults say they have this that they're looking forward to this fall. I was surprised it was this high. I really was.
What is the number again? 64?
68%.
68%.
Yeah. Wow.
Looking forward to what for the fall, Warren?
Taking the transfer case out of their pickup to have it fixed before snow flies.
That's probably right. Uh-huh. Yeah, 64% for sure.
That's what
that.
I have to do, but I'm...
Right.
No, that wasn't it.
Yeah, wasn't it? That's Doc shocking.
I know exactly
what
it is.
What is it, Bruce?
Watching the leaves change colors.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Good You're one with nature.
Yeah, yes. He is.
Yes.
No, Kevin?
What? No,
what? Monty.
Turning the garden.
Stupid thing.
Turning the garden.
Yeah.
Huh.
Guys,
that's what I was thinking.
How
about.
Do you feel about this? 68% of adult Americans say they are excited for a television show that will be on this fall.
Oh, okay.
Like a fall premiere,
I like that.
Or a new TV show, or whatever it is that's got you excited. How do we stack up when it comes to this stat? Are we anywhere near the 68%?
Yeah.
I mean, I was talking about that with my wife last night because I know the new Chicago PD is coming out next week, I think.
Ooh, that's a good
season premiere. It. And there's a new, there'll be somebody new because somebody left at the end of the season last year. So
we're
excited to see, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, I'm in.
And
Warren, are you in?
May I? Yeah.
Yes, please.
I think it's called How It Began or something like that.
Okay.
It was from Not NYPD.
No, not that. No, the other one. You know, the one that no one knows.
With Mark Harmon in it.
NCIS.
Oh, NCIS. Yeah. Thank good. God bless Steve.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're a good man, Steve.
He is.
Mark Harmon.
I like Jeff King, Steve. Though.
Yeah.
What?
Not as good as Jeff King.
So you're excited for NCIS?
Yeah.
Yeah. For that okay, one. That's yeah. fair. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Man, what do they have, like 30 seasons of that show?
Yeah, something.
Probably.
Something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Bruce, anything?
Not a thing.
Nope. Attaboy. Yeah, we've got to have somebody not say yes.
Same old crap.
Yeah.
This old house and all the other ones. 21 seasons of NCIS, in case you're counting.
Geez. Wow.
27. Yeah,
wow.
21.
21.
Uh-huh. What do you got, Monty? You excited about a TV show?
Oh, yeah. Yellowstone, the new episode.
Oh, the finale. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, November 10th, supposedly.
That's what they're saying.
They just move it out a little bit. No, I'm not. I have nothing.
Nothing. Oh, nothing to be excited about. Okay.
Nothing to look forward to.
Yes,
I did
Warren.
Think of one. They have new episodes of Skinwalker Ranch.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah. Skinwalker Ranch.
Steve, anything?
Does it count if the show already aired?
If it premiered, this week or whatever, this month, whatever it was.
Yeah.
What were you excited about? Which one?
You ever hear of High Potential? It's got Caitlin Olsen in it. It's an ABC show.
When we talk about you.
Yeah, I do have a lot of potential.
I know.
Yeah.
Who is in it again?
Caitlin Olsen?
Oh, I did hear about
that. Oh, you know
what?
I did see a preview for it, Steve.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I was kind of interested because I saw a bunch of previews for it. I was like, what is this? And I watched it.
Is that the one where she's a mom and she's helping the cops solve crimes?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw a ton of previews for that one then. Yeah. That actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And they're like, you are not a police officer. And she's like, and this lady, this brain will help us solve a lot of crimes or whatever it is.
Yeah. She's got like a big IQ.
Super high IQ, but she's kind of a single mom who's struggling to be a single mom, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. I like the first episode.
So one episode, which I think was on Tuesday. So you probably can stream that and catch up, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
And you would recommend High Potential?
Yeah. Okay. It's got potential. Yeah.
All right. I like that. I actually like that. Well, and because when you said high, I thought you were going to say, what is that one, Kevin? High
School
Seas Rescue? High School Musical. What was it? Waves High Something Rescue?
High Surf Rescue.
Yeah, yeah. I saw the preview after you mentioned it the other day, and we finally...
Baywatch on steroids.
Right, yeah. we finally figured out what it was, and then I saw a preview for it, and I was like, oh, well, that actually does look like it could be a pretty interesting show. And that one is, let me look. Sunday, Kevin. Premieres on Sunday.
Sunday!
Yeah. And I, of course, have Survivor, Love Survivor, episode one this week.
Yeah, that was great.
It was pretty good. It was a little... Man, there's... It's been too many times in a row now where there's someone on the show who decides right away that it's just too hard and I want to quit.
Oh, boy.
And it makes Jess Probst so mad.
This
he gets
generation
so,
so soft.
So, so mad.
How mad?
How mad is he? So mad.
So mad.
By the way, guys, you two seniors of the show, Matlock.
Oh,
season premiere, any interest, Warren?
I'm not sure.
Did you see the preview for it?
Yes, I did.
Did you see who it's starring?
Yes, I did.
It's Kathy Bates.
Yeah.
Did you see the premiere of Frasier?
I have not seen that.
No, I mean that they're doing remake?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Or a continuation, however you want to look at it.
Right. Yeah. I actually looked at that and went,
all right, that's interesting.
Yeah, I think it was Monday or something. Yes, Bruce.
I like Kathy Bates, so I might watch
you
that.
Might, yeah, you should. Yeah. I was thinking, it looks kind of funny.
She's a great actor.
Yeah, it looks funny.
She is.
I think that's also on Sunday. Yeah. So, you guys got something to look forward to. Right.
Football and Kathy Bates.
That's a good Sunday.
I mean...